Cityvox New York brings you the best in audio recording in a comfortable, easy environment. Conveniently located in the heart of New York City's famed theater district, Cityvox is equipped to handle all of your audio needs. Our expert engineers and producers are known throughout the industry for their technical expertise, which is why Cityvox clients have included distinguished publishers like Berlitz and Oxford University Press, marketing giants like Ogilvy & Mather and Gray Advertising, and celebrated filmmakers like Ken Burns, Rick Burns, and other renowned PBS filmmakers for American Masters and American Experience. But our favorite client is you. We'll make you feel right at home in our large, comfortable studios and welcoming lounge, and our relaxed and creative atmosphere will help to make your project exceptional. Please visit cityvoxny.com or give us a call at 212-645-2228 for a no-obligation estimate. Let us be of service.
Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. Thanks very much for keeping me company today and for choosing this station to spend part of your day with. Whatever kind of a day you're having, I'm glad that Anything Goes can be a part of it. We're spending part of our program today sharing a bit of my 3-hour interview with Frank Sinatra Jr. Because of my relationship with Frank Jr., he graciously allowed me to interview him for nearly 3 hours. My friendship with Frank and the many others whose lives he graced and made better were cut short by Frank's sudden death on March 16, 2016. I can't tell you how honored I am to have this interview recorded for posterity. I only wish there were even more. And since there's just too much great stuff to tell you all about it in one show, or even two shows, we're going to keep including interview excerpts whenever we can. In the last set, we heard about Walt Disney, who lived a few houses away from the Sinatras. Bing Crosby and his family lived a little bit further away. But that didn't stop the Crosby boys from coming by.
Did Bing Crosby's sons spend time at your house when you were a kid?
Oh, yes. They had lost their mother. And my mother became their surrogate mother. Bing's wife, first wife, Dixie, who regrettably died of alcoholism. And I've seen photographs of Bing and Dixie when they were a young couple in 1930. And Dixie was a very, very beautiful woman. And Bing and his wife had 4 sons. First was Gary, who I grew up with. Then came the twins, Dennis and Philip. And finally, the young boy in the family, Lindsay. And they are all deceased now. Hmm. They have been for many years. And it was interesting because, as I mentioned to you, Dixie Lee Crosby died, I believe, of alcoholism. Hmm. And she died in the very, very early 1950s, like 1950 or 51 or 52. And it was very, very hard on the boys. They did not fare well after their mother died. Bing, of course, was out working. Bing was the biggest entertainer in the business. 1947, 48, 49, he was man of the year every year. He was magnificent in his movies. He also had his records, which were so popular. And in those days, before the importance of television, Bing, of course, was in radio. And he was just the most famous man in the industry. And he had very little time for his sons at that point.
Hmm.
And it left the boys in some, I'm not an authority, I'm not going to say psychological trouble, let's just say they were troubled. And I knew them all very well, and it was really an unhappy situation. And they used to come to my home, my family's home, which was from their own, a distance of some, Oh, I would say maybe 4 miles, if that far.
Okay, well, that's pretty far, though.
And they would hang out because my mother became the mother image for them. And my mother is a true earth mother. She has been her whole life. And she was very concerned about Bing's sons because she knew that they had had a very rough time of it when Dixie died.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you are quite correct. They spent a lot of time at our home when I was a young boy.
Friends, Mr. Sinatra and I will now sing a medley of 3 well-known selections. Till we meet again, meet me tonight in Dreamland, and there's a long, long trail. Mr. Trotter, if you please.
Smile the while you kiss me sad adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dear. So merrily, every tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me till. Tonight in dreamland, under the silvery moon, meet me tonight in dreamland, where love's sweet roses bloom. Come with the love light gleaming in your dear eyes of blue. Meet me in dreamland, sweet dreamy dreamland. There
you, Frank. It was real smooth, real silky, boy.
Thank you, Bing. It was real nice working with you.
Francis Albert Sinatra, along with Bing Crosby, in 1954 on The Bing Crosby Show, and a medley of Till We Meet Again, Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland, and There's a Long, Long Trail. And we also heard from Frank Sinatra Jr. telling us why Bing Crosby's sons spent so much time at the Sinatra home. And I hope you can stay tuned, because I've got another great duet from Bing and Frank coming up a little bit later on. And I hope you'll tune in for Anything Goes on a regular basis, because we'll be sharing many more segments of my conversation with Frank. As I've mentioned, the interview lasted nearly 3 hours, so it'll happen a lot. And of course, there'll be lots of great Sinatra tracks and other fun stuff. I'm Lise Avery, thanking you for spending an hour with me. I hope that things are going well for you. And right now, we're just about to embark upon the rowdy portion of the program that I call the Jump Boogie Set. And on the other side, I've got all fun Sinatra duets for you, including the one from Frank and Bing. So stay close by, because you're not going to want to miss a single minute.